Williams died in 2011 after being taken into custody as he sat handcuffed in the back of a squad car. He said he was having trouble breathing and begged the officer sitting in the front seat for help. The officer eventually started to help Williams, but the 22-year-old African-American man died. That police video released last year after a legal battle touched off more protests in Milwaukee. It also got the Milwaukee County District Attorney to reopen the Williams case and ask a retired judge to serve as a special prosecutor for an inquest starting today. At the end of the inquest, a jury of six people is likely to offer an advisory verdict on whether to criminally charge any of the officers involved. Attorney Robin Shellow represents Williams' mother, Sonia Moore. Shellow says she hopes the jury finds the officer's failure to act substantially contributed to Williams' death, noting that Prosecutor John Frankie is considering possible felony charges, including second-degree reckless homicide.
Second-degree reckless homicide is a charge that historically has been applied to omissions and failure of persons either in a position of authority or trust to take actions either soon enough or at all.
When the video first came to public attention, Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn said that officers often have to deal with suspects who are faking health concerns. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.